Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Why Ohio State is going to smash Michigan this year, and why Lima is not surprised.
The real reason Buckeye fans are so obsessed with what Kyle McCord is doing in Syracuse.
And it's all coming up on the Emerging Podcast Scene, presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
Good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's Emerging Podcast Scene.
We're presented by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Tone, go ahead and test that mic. We know it gives you problems.
We are ready to roll on beautiful Tuesday.
Good check.
In the words of Stu Finer, ready to roll, ready to roll, ready to roll. We're brought to you by Extend. Tone, first off, I think Ohio State's going to run Michigan off the field.
Well, it should. I mean, they got way more talent.
Okay, well, then I guess this wasn't the type of take that I thought I was going to have, so never mind.
I mean, we kind of did that like 2 months ago.
I don't remember doing it.
Yeah, I told you that.
Never mind.
I told you that they were going to beat Michigan. That was going to be the least of their problems. And
the least of their problems?
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing is, somebody put out a chart yesterday of all the championship teams in college football, like the last 10 years, depth of target. And so far through the first, what have they played, three games?
Yeah.
Against, you know, nobodies. Their average depth of target is like 6 yards. And if you look at all the championship teams, they're like 10, 9, 11. So people are wondering, is there any reason? Now, Ohio State's had no reason to show anything. And that game against Marshall, I'm sure Ryan Day was actually not that thrilled with the first half of that game, but again, what do you want them to show? I mean, they knew they
everything's
could
vanilla.
Roll out the footballs and they would win that game.
Yeah. Oh, well, they're much better. Well, never mind. I just thought it might spark some conversation since Michigan won with 32 yards passing.
Yeah, I mean, I was
USC.
Impressed.
I thought we were going to have ourselves a nice, fun discussion, and you end up peeing all over it, so never mind. Why don't you come up with something to talk about then?
No, I was impressed. I told you.
Because if you don't talk about it, I got something we can talk about.
I told you I was obviously impressed. Mm-hmm. Will Johnson, what is that, second pick six of the year? The fact that they impose their will again on the ground. And I don't know. I heard some people saying, well, they were actually impressed by USC because of their defense. I'm like, what's Michigan's offense? I mean, what is their offense? They have no quarterback play. Now, you could say, well, they didn't have a quarterback last year for most of the year, like in those games against Penn State. And yeah, but at the same time, you got to say, McCarthy, when he needed to on big third down throws, that guy was nails. That guy, every time you thought Michigan's either season would come to an end or a huge scoring drive that they needed would come to an end, every single time, J.J. McCarthy would step up and either with the scramble or make some nails throws. So they don't have that this year. They just flat out don't have that. So there is a limit. There's definitely a ceiling to what they can do.
Has the transfer portal quarterbacks made it more interesting to you? Where, like, there's a guy like Curtis Rourke. We saw a lot of Curtis Rourke at OU.
Yeah,
you
called his games. I've done four of his games.
You've always had a great feel for Curtis Rourke and how good he can be. And he's been fantastic for Indiana.
And anybody could have had him.
And, like, Michigan's like, well, Cade McNamara could do better than what you're doing. And he's over
he's at Iowa.
He's at Iowa.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's the gift to the position, but it's like, man, Michigan could use a Curtis Roark. But like at that time, was it thinkable that Curtis Roark would go to Michigan, a defending national champion? No. But at the same time, it's like, hey, DJU, he can throw sideline to sideline, but he ain't going to throw in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's it. And he cannot play with pressure. So he just cannot do it.
I couldn't believe it. I told you, and you were miffed at this. It's always good to like get a real sampling of what other people think, and it's not enough just to like listen stream a sports talk show from around the country that I couldn't find. I went to Ypsilanti and I stayed in a hotel in Ann Arbor on Friday night. I couldn't find one person that thought Michigan had a chance, and I was staying in a hotel, a lot of USC fans, but there were a lot of Michigan fans too, and I was just BSing with them like, I'm a Buckeye, get all your stupid pleasantries out of the way, okay, what do you think about tomorrow? And they were like, oh yeah, we're here for the matchup. They thought USC was going to be a lot better, and they did not think that they had a shot. I mean, I was talking to a parking attendant.
I was surprised.
Parking attendant's like, we're going to get mopped. Like, this is bad. Ward Manuel and Michigan did a disservice, basically punting on this season. They didn't even recruit. Your quarterback options are a transfer and a 3-star. What the hell is this? Like, that should happen at Marshall. That shouldn't happen at walk-on at Michigan.
True. That part is true.
So, and we understand why. This is an all-time anomaly year following a championship and your coach leaves and you're under like 4 investigations by the NCAA. So all of that stuff was different. And then I'm watching the score and I'm like, what the hell is going on at the big house right now? And then I'm driving home and it's a great game. I'm listening on the radio and they pulled it out. I was blown away. I give him a lot of respect for winning that game.
I must have been, you know what? I must have been so gleefully ignorant of everything going in, because I said it on the air last week. I said it with you. I thought they were going to win. I thought Michigan was going to win that game, which people make. Oh my God, I didn't tell you. So real quick, I did Friday Night Touchdown, and we were at Talmadge, and it was youth night. Okay? That means all the youth football players were there. The one coach had his team chant Ken loves Michigan. I swear to God.
I mean,
I looked over, I go, I can't believe this. I cannot believe you're doing this to me. You've got everybody thinking I like Michigan.
People listen to the radio. They can pick up
people
on that.
People make their own opinions.
They have ears and brains and all ears the things that brains. You need. Those are all the things you need.
I don't like Michigan. But I was surprised that so many people thought they were going to lose. I picked them to win. I didn't think it was going to be an easy game.
The way they lost the Texas game, they didn't look great. I mean, they had, what was it? Was it San Jose? They put up 30, but they had a pick six.
Well, Texas is a national championship caliber team. I don't think Michigan is. And I don't think USC is. And I think that they play good defense and they still have good defensive players. I mean, you got Will Johnson, you got Graham, you got Grant, you got guys who can play there. Their offense is not good, but I still thought they would run the ball control, play defense, and beat USC. I thought that they could bully up USC and beat them. And I think that USC tried to answer the bell defensively a little bit, but I still thought that Michigan would win, and Michigan
wild?
Did win.
Isn't it wild that this was supposed to be like what Wisconsin used to do all the time, what Michigan is doing right now?
Yeah.
And Michigan is just really good at the trenches game, and that's why they beat Ohio State last year. I mean, we could talk, but McCarthy made the big plays and everything. But holy cow, we could talk about Will Howard. Not Will Howard. God, how quickly I forget the quarterback at Ohio State who's at Syracuse right now. Help me out.
Kyle McCord.
Kyle McCord.
Lord.
They who had a. I watched that game. There was some old Kyle McCord. It was great. Hey, it was a great matchup.
Can we cool it with the Ohio State fans talking trash about Kyle McCord? He's in Syracuse. What is the problem?
Well, because
it's of what Fran Brown said about.
I think that was part of it. Yeah. Absolutely part of it.
Yeah, you're at Syracuse. Mm-hmm. Ohio State's poised for a national championship. Can we stop being so petty? Well, it's the internet.
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Why do you think they'd be petty?
Ohio State fans?
Yeah. Why do you think it even comes up?
Yeah, but why do you guys always bring up Joe Burrow about how he's a great Buckeye when he won a national championship at LSU?
Why do you think it comes up? There's a psychology here.
You tell me why. Oh, because they got a better guy now?
If they had a much better guy and they knew they had a much better guy, would they be worried about Kyle McCord right now?
Oh, okay.
The only reason it happened was McCord came out and lit his first two games on fire. He was so good. He was lighting the NCAA up. He had like 9 touchdown passes in the first two games. I think he led the NCAA in quarterback rating. Mm-hmm. And Will Howard just kind of, you know, got the job done. Until Will Howard goes into Eugene and looks really good.
Well, you don't think this week's a test at all, Jonathan Smith, MSU? At all?
I didn't.
Hey, Michigan State's not there yet. I get it. But they're better than what they're going to be better than what they were under Mel Tucker.
And it's better than what Ohio State has seen so far. Supposedly, what's the spread this week though?
Probably about 38.
Right.
Half.
I mean, come on.
No, I'm kidding.
It's until Will Howard looks the part of a quarterback that can win a national championship. He has not yet. Ohio State fans know that.
Did you, by the way, see his replacement at K-State over the weekend?
No, I saw the score.
What a weird day. A bunch of turnovers, a bunch of weird fumbles.
Didn't they give up that huge...
I don't think that on the scoring drives... K-State's lost two weird football games like that in two seasons now. They had the snow game against Iowa State where Iowa, I don't think, ever had the ball past the 50-yard line but scored, and they beat them. And then this one, I don't know if BYU had a drive that was over like 35 yards. They kept turning the ball over, and before you knew it, they were up by 21, and they ended up winning the game by, 29, I think? 38-9, I think, was the final. So it was just, I thought it was just bedlam, which is a term for another rivalry, mm-hmm. but it was bedlam from then on out. I was just making conversation about Will Howard's replacement. Yeah, maybe they have confidence in Will Howard. Maybe they don't. I do think he's looked better than Kyle McCord at Ohio State, even though he's not playing any competition. But I still think he's looked better. I still think they've been better. And that's why, like, I think Michigan will try to play defense. And I think through the first half, like, I think Ohio State will be up like 14-3 at halftime. Record all this. I think Ohio State will be up 14-3 at halftime. Yeah, and then if you keep getting three and outs, you're going to gas that defense, and they're not going to be able to keep up with you. And I think they're going to hit the gas, and they're never going to let off. I think Ryan Day is going to try to be a bully.
Is Ohio State's defense going to get – are their defensive line, are they going to get punched in the mouth the way they have in that rivalry game?
How Michigan's going to be able to win the game if they do win the game. And here we are with our nobody does earlier pregame than the emerging podcast scene for the game. Nobody in Columbus.
We flipped the switch.
Yeah.
This is our Christmas.
Yes, indeed. They will try to run the football, and they will try to play bully ball and control the clock like they've done for 3 years. Now, they had a quarterback that could throw it a little bit in J.J. McCarthy, and we'll see what he does in the pros.
They just flat out don't have that this year.
They do not have that at all, so they're a one-dimensional offense. Well, before, like, it was like, okay, you can be two-dimensional if you try. They just didn't try. Now they don't have that dimension. So I just don't think they can score with you. I think you could put them in a situation where if you make one stop and make it 3rd and 9, it's going to be a problem. And so if they punt it to you and you score on them, it's 7-0, and then we're off to the races. Mm. I just don't think they can score on you. And Will Johnson can't cover everybody.
I know.
So you're and you got
as good as he is, and damn, he is good.
Jeremiah Smith is great, but they got more than Jeremiah Smith. So yeah, I got this stealing feeling, and Ryan Day, I think, is very petty. I think he's going to try to be a bully. I think that he is going to exercise the demons, and I'm telling you, man, like, I think they could exhaust Michigan, and if Michigan lets up at all, they're going to try to embarrass him right there. They're going to want to turn. I remember the first year they beat Ohio State, and it looked like a party. Like, when it started to sink in, like, oh my God, they're going to beat Ohio State. Like, it's been so many years, and they're going to beat Ohio State. Like, the end of that fourth quarter, the final 7 minutes turned into a hootenanny. And I think that that's going to be kind of the same way it is, but Ohio State's case, because this is in Columbus. And I think they're going to be that way. I think the fourth quarter could end up being kind of...
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The ho-hum, this is what it is, and I think it's going to be a party in the stands. And Tron Moore's gonna have to deal with it. It's gonna be ugly. Connor Stallion's gonna be cussing from his high school job. Is he still the interim head coach? Did they get the other coach back? I mean, no disrespect. No, because he had a stroke. So I don't know. I know that they struggle over there.
Do you want to go back to that team after you saw what happened? All right. Quick aside. You mentioned Jeremiah Smith for Ohio State. Have you seen Ryan Williams for Alabama?
Not terribly yet.
I'm just amazed that this sport produces these total freaks at wide receiver. So Malik Nabers, he is a rookie. What pick was he overall?
Let me look it up.
All right, so he comes in. He had the 18 targets in week two. Part of it is Daniel Jones isn't
taken after Marvin Harrison.
Isn't
Jr.
exactly a reader six. Of. He was six overall.
I don't know.
Malik Nabers was the sixth pick.
All right, Thank you. Obviously, part of the reason
Kenny knows his football.
Part of the reason Nabers gets that kind of attention is because you have a quarterback that he needs a safety blanket. He needs one in a big way. And hey, credit to them for making it work. But I'm seeing some of the angles. Zach Jackson just posted the all 22 of that double move in the end zone where he leaps out of his shoes to make the grab. And guys, it's just how many guys in the league can do that?
True.
That is a rookie. This is the stuff Odell did as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get that Odell in Cleveland. We just didn't. And that guy just. I think on some, Michael Thomas. Do you remember Michael Thomas? Granted, he didn't have the spectacular plays like some of these guys, but he had like 120 catches and then another year of 120 catches
yes.
to start out.
One of the hottest starts in the history.
And then the minute he slowed down at all and had some injuries.
He was gone. And then he did a holdout thing?
And then he did a holdout and he had bad attitude and it's like, that's it for him. But the next wave of guys replaces them so fast. And this is what's amazing about this league right now is that rookie wide receivers can come in. They don't need any seasoning. They come in and it's run that route, beat that man.
That's a great point.
It's what the running back was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Owen's right. It's what the offensive lineman could be a decade plus ago.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of guys that came from. Yeah. That's why a lot of Big Ten linemen did well. They huddled.
Yeah.
These guys don't know what to do in a huddle.
Yeah.
They can't follow along.
That's amazing.
And so you have great defensive linemen and great athletes where it's like, hey, man, the same's the same. Nacho stunts have been nacho stunts for 30 years. All right? And they can pull it off, and these guys are confused. They don't know what to do. And so it startles them. Well, Big Ten linemen tend to be.
And
I mean,
there's
been exceptions.
Their bodies are nowhere near what they're going to be if they're going to be like an 8-year vet or
they
whatever.
They tend to be solid. These guys tend to be solid.
So,
but go ahead with what you're saying.
So, and this is a topic for in the coming weeks, especially if we don't see anything out of Judy. We don't see anything out of Elijah Moore. Not all of it's their fault. Not all of it's their fault. I get it. It's quarterback. It's offensive line. You got to have time to make those throws. But, I mean, is Jerry Jeudy ever going to do the stuff you saw from Malik Nabers? And every year, Justin Jefferson, like last night, again, we were wondering if we were going to see out of Bengals, come on, Chase.
Chase.
Whether you're going to see out of Jamar Chase, what you would see, and boom, he's back in game shape. Mm-hmm. He's ready to roll. He was dominant last night.
Yeah.
Do you have to get one of those guys? I mean, they'll tell you in the Super Bowl you don't. You don't need those guys. Super Bowl champions don't always have those guys. But it does seem like every team.
Well,
I mean, Terry McLaurin, he's 29. I mean, that guy, we don't have a Terry McLaurin.
Well, I was about to bring him up as an example.
Garrett Wilson.
Terry McLaurin. How long has Terry McLaurin been in the league?
This is year six or seven.
Okay, they paid him, obviously, if he's going to be in year six or seven. He has been as underrated a wide receiver as you're going to find. He also hasn't spoken up.
No.
You're right.
He has not been a diva.
I've not heard a lot of nasty things about Terry McLaurin. And so he kind of goes under the radar. See, this is where the inexact science is. Joe Burrow, I don't know what's going on in Cincinnati right now, but Joe Burrow gets to throw to a guy like Ja'Marr Chase. And Daniel Jones now gets to throw to Malik Nabers. And now Jaden Daniels gets to throw to Terry McLaurin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you usually get these guys, and they're great wide receivers, but they're just running wind sprints because they have quarterbacks that can't find them. And they get frustrated. And so they feel they need everything. And then even if they do have a quarterback that can find them, then they feel how integral of a part they are to the offense. So then they think they really need to get paid. And they become a problem. So you never really mesh it. Because when it comes to the time, if you actually do find a quarterback, which are now fewer and fewer and fewer between, then you sit there and say, well, do we really need a wide receiver? Like the whole thing, you don't really need a top-end wide receiver. What wide receivers Patrick Mahomes have? Well, excuse me, but where are we finding another effing Patrick Mahomes at anytime soon? I know Dylan Raiola likes to dress up as him for Halloween and do all the mannerisms and things like that.
And Halloween is year-round in that household.
I mean, hey, if I was Dylan Raiola's agent, it's like, hey, man, this is all cool. When you get to the league,
it's not cool.
You're getting a different number. No. You're getting a different number.
And a new haircut.
No. He can do what he wants, but it's just... Owen, have you watched any Nebraska football? It is uncanny.
Someone did a side-by-side. Videos.
Someone did a side-by-side. He's like the pregame mannerisms he does.
The other thing, too, you know who the
weird,
the most favorite team in Nebraska is? It's the Kansas City Chiefs. The tie-in there is crazy.
Oh, they're their favorite team?
Oh, it's close.
That makes sense. Yeah,
Nebraska
makes sense.
Is so close.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
That, I mean, be however you want to be in college. I guess it's your time to experiment and explore. But
you got to be your own man in the NFL. I think honestly because it kind of costs you in a way. Like you want to be Dylan Raiola.
Your identity.
You don't want to be.
Well, look at Quinn. It's funny that Quinn Ewers like shaved the mullet. Looks totally different.
Well, because there is a level of professionalism that you have to have. And for Dylan Raiola, like I'm not trying to be critical. He's a kid. Okay. I know he's technically an adult now, but you get what I'm saying. But when he gets to the NFL, buddy,
he's doing exactly what Nebraska needs right now for their program. They need a resurgence, right? My kids do not understand my hate for Nebraska and what type of dominant powerhouse they were in the 90s especially. But he's doing exactly what they need. And they can do that because they have a coach in there that knows his head from his ass, right? So that helps them a lot.
Let me say two things on Dylan Raiola here. One, he's just out of high school. I watched because we were carrying the Nebraska-Illinois game. They blitzed the hell out of him, and he did not know what to do. He did not know what to do, and neither did Nebraska's offensive line.
It's a great game plan.
It was a night game. It was his first game of sincere pressure. It was a great game plan, and I think that he will grow from such a thing. These guys, you put them in bad spots, they grow from them. He will grow from them. The second thing is, what are the chances you're as good as Patrick Mahomes?
Slim.
So that's why, young man, you find a different number and you carry a different demeanor about yourself because you do not want to be called a poor man's Patrick Mahomes. Because a poor man's Patrick Mahomes doesn't win championships. But back to the whole wide receiver thing, it's like, well, what wide receivers does Patrick Mahomes have? Well, he did have Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill is a pretty exceptional wide receiver, for crying out loud. And I know, well, did he create Tyreek? I don't want to hear that. The other part about it is that, guys, you don't need a wide receiver to win all the Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes wins all the Super Bowls. He's winning all the Super Bowls. They've won 3 out of the last 4.
All right, do you need him
to win 4 out of 5?
Do you need him to get to the playoffs?
3 out of 5.
I think you have to win. You have to get to the playoffs or have one to get to the playoffs. Like Amari Cooper, that's what bothered me about Amari Cooper last year. Amari Cooper played like a legitimate number 1 in this. He didn't play like that, but he was a legitimate number 1.
I'm
we'll see
go
about
on a
issue.
Kansas City tangent real quick.
Please.
If he didn't get in so much trouble this offseason, people would be saying Rashee Rice is looking like a legitimate number 1 because he is right now. Yeah. They finally found something because they have stuff on the other side. They have Xavier Worthy that's giving them a little bit of a threat, and Juju actually has helped out a little bit too.
Here's the quarterbacks
right now. That's Travis Kelce's there.
This is how you know that we'll ask maybe next week whether or not or by Thursday if Travis Kelce is washed up. I see people all on that. Mm-hmm. All right, here are the quarterbacks. That Terry McLaurin, the guys that have thrown the ball to him, and this is why people ask me about Jerry Jeudy, and they tell me he doesn't have quarterbacks throw to him. Here's who he has had throw to them. Jaden Daniels, Sam Howell.
Not good.
Taylor Heinicke, Carson Wentz, Sam Howell. I'm just going not year
good,
by
not
year.
Good, not good, not good.
He had Ryan Fitzpatrick and Garrett Gilbert along with Taylor Heinicke in 2021.
Good for a moment. Not good, not good.
The return of Alex Smith, Kyle Allen,
pretty
Dwayne
decent.
Haskins in 2020. In 2019, Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, and Dwayne Haskins. So, guys, this is how you know a receiver is good. Now, I don't know. I'm not putting McLaurin up there as like freakazoid number one.
McLaurin.
Whatever.
McLaurin is a race team. Yeah,
but I'm not doing that. Not but I am saying this is why I don't think Jerry Jeudy is in the same stratosphere as a lot of the guys. When people were saying, Jerry Jeudy came back in those scramble drills. That was a good acquisition. He could be a number one. I'm like, you're just saying he's a number one. You're just going to do this week by week if Jerry Jeudy has five catches?
Can I ask you?
That's not how this works.
Do you feel like you've gotten more out of Jerry Jeudy in 3 weeks than you thought you were going to?
Yes.
Have we?
Yes, I think so.
He's on pace for like 600 yards.
I thought we were going to be bitching up a storm.
I agree with both of those things. I think Ken is right, and I think
I thought if it was not going to go well, we would be getting calls all day about
and
Jerry
Jeudy.
You know
why that is? Because Elijah Moore came in last year, and they tried to build the whole offense around him, or at least tell us that they were building an offense around him. And then he did Jack and...
Can I share something where we're all right? Is what did I tell you before the season when people are going, I can't believe they paid him all that money. I go, if it doesn't work out, you're going to be so pissed off at somebody else, you ain't even going to notice. Yeah. And they haven't even noticed. And he was good. Can I share one more thing? Do we have time? Why call Coach TJ my boss?
Go ahead.
You got mad at me for it.
Yeah.
Why?
It's absolutely idiotic that you, in a volunteer position... would say that anyone is your boss.
When
you can say he's the head coach, so you defer to him on things, but he's not your boss. He never will be your boss. It's a volunteer position.
Owen?
You're taking it too seriously. You need to quit.
Well, he's not my boss. He doesn't employ me. He can't, like, remove
me. Exactly.
But I consider him the boss because, you know, I've learned a thing or two doing this. And Lima accused me. Was it Lima or was it Danny Cunningham? Of trying to throw my weight around in a mutiny against the head coach of the football team. And so I'm not aware of all my foibles, but I am acutely aware of the foibles that I know I have. I know I'm a control freak, and I also know that I can be convincing to some folks, and I do think I know a bit about football. But there are things that I definitely don't want to know because I don't want to stick my nose in on his business. So I will always continue to say that, well, he's the one who's the boss. What he says goes. And that's what keeps me in check from becoming a helicopter dad or a monstrous idiot. And so, yeah, he's the boss.
Do you call him boss man like Mitch calls Andy every time he comes in? Hey, boss. Hey, boss. Hey, boss.
That's what he says.
Oh, yeah. Every
God,
time.
Mitch is weird.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh no, Yes.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.